This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
From Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And Robbie and I are giddy with excitement to talk about Courtney Act.
I've got to say, Courtney Act, I've had a turbulent relationship with my love of Courtney Act over the years.
Who hasn't?
She, of course, appeared on Australian Idol way back in the day on the very first season ever of Australian Idol.
And even before she did that, was very well known in Sydney, was constantly performing at Mardi Gras. Not even just a small way of the community, was constantly performing and headlining and hosting things for Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
As a young gay boy watching Australian Idol back in the day, I was very excited about this crazy, kooky act that didn't quite make it through the live rounds, but really.
So I was in the UK back then. So what was it like?
It was fantastic. So she appeared as Shane first, got knocked back in the auditions, and then came back in a very produced manner as Courtney Act.
Maybe that was a little planned.
And apparently Courtney brought, you know, that extra zing. She did very well, but I remember being frustrated that she didn't quite make it through the rounds before the live bit, but then they brought her back for a wild card sort of competition and then she just missed out on getting through on that as well.
But it was still would have been great seeing this kind of exposure, seeing a drag queen in this way performed. Mm. And now Courtney's going around the world as a worldwide sensation, has been on RuPaul's Drag Race, has had their own Christmas special in the UK, has been the host of a fantastic
career
bisexual, I mean, really, the bisexual dating show. There really is. The Courtney's team must be working so very, very hard. But what we're going to be talking about when we come back after the news is our excitement of Courtney Act in Dancing with the Stars here in Australia.
Yeah. I mean, she is just kicking goals. I mean, she did really well in over in the UK on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
She won that. And I reckon she's poised to be winning another reality TV series here.
Well, you never know. We're going to be talking about that more after the show. But the reason why is because Robbie and I have been so blown away. And while other shows on Joy are trying to petition for Kylie Minogue to come into the studio, we want to get Courtney Act.
Could you reckon we could?
I believe I can fly, Robbie. I believe I can touch the sky. So this is a mission that we are going to start here on Mad Wednesday, because we're so blown away by Courtney. We're going to be talking about that more after the news.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we're having a good time here, aren't we, Dean?
Oh, we're having a great time.
We've been talking about Courtney Act, be honest, I've become quite a fan over the last few years. A little bit of fangirling going on. Nothing more so than what she's doing right now on Dancing with the Stars here in Australia.
It's absolutely amazing and really fantastic. If any of you saw Courtney's performance this week, after a huge weekend of Mardi Gras, where Courtney was actually performing at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras after party, had a huge weekend, which constantly being an ambassador for the festival and jumping around, being in everything, was standing on the parade, hosting things, then in all the pictures with Kylie, then at the after party, then had been rehearsing like crazy for Dancing with the Stars, and then does this amazing performance, an absolutely brilliant performance where Courtney, it begins as Courtney in a mirror with their male dancer, who I can't remember the name of. We really should learn that. Maybe we'll get them both in. And then as the dance continues, Courtney strips away the layers of drag to reveal Shane underneath and ends the number in a fake nude outfit. Well, pretty much naked, but covering bits, obviously, and taking all the makeup off his face. And it's really this brilliant and beautiful transitional performance. I just loved it.
Yeah, it's almost quite emotional to watch because it is so powerful. Courtney does obviously have the background of performance that really helps on this show, because it's not
the showmanship.
It's not just about, you know, learning the dance moves. It's about entertaining the crowd, and, you know, as far as audience votes, it's always going to win those.
But it's also great that Courtney, what they're able to do with Courtney's dance numbers, because it does take a team to make this happen. There's the dance partner as well, and then coming up with the creative ideas, is to be able to really push the boundaries of what we know and expect, because we are seeing two men perform together, even though I believe, sorry, I've got to correct that, Courtney identifies as non-binary, I think.
Yeah,
so it's really important to as a gender-fluid individual. So it's important to remember that as well. But we're seeing this and seeing this transformation and this level of performance, and it's absolutely a joy to watch. And it's really interesting as well, where you do forget that you're watching a drag performer and another male dancer performing together. But it's really exciting that this kind of thing is happening on free-to-air television here in Australia.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. So I reckon we should start our own little petition, get a bit of traction happening.
Yeah. Other shows on Joy are trying to get Kylie Minogue, but we want to get Courtney Act.
I would love to get Courtney Act in the studio, on the phone, I don't care. We'd rather have a chat in the studio.
So, Courtney, we want this is the beginning of many shout-outs we're going to do to try to get you to come and join us on Mad Wednesday and be a part of Joy. We think we're just blown away by what the performing is. If you're enjoying what Courtney's doing, do hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or honor@joy.org.au, because it sounds to me like this is going to become a regular talk spot. But after such a huge weekend with Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, to then do a performance like that and to do it so well and have it be so strong, it really is a really strong and important message. And if anyone watched any of the speeches that Courtney was doing or the talks that Courtney was doing on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK, Courtney was really doing a lot to explain the differences between drag and sexuality and being gender fluid, and having someone do that and do that on television and do that in such a way is just really wonderful. And it's great to see that kind of exposure. It's great to see that kind of diversity, but it's really great to see it from such a strong, well-rounded performer that's from Australia.
It was Celebrity Big Brother that really solidified my fandom of Courtney, because not only was she very dedicated to speaking out about, you know, things that were right and weren't right, especially when it came to sort of gender issues and sexuality issues. She was doing it sort of against the grain. A lot of the house was sort of pushing back on her a lot. There was a lot of popularity with Anne Widdecombe, who was a very conservative politician who was also in the house. And she was not bent into that. She was saying, no, these opinions and these things that you're saying aren't right, because, and one of the things that I'm very passionate about is we're on a platform here, and you're saying to people who might be marginalised that, you know, you're further marginalising them with some of your comments. And she was not bending, even at risk of losing popularity.
Yeah.
So for her to then win that series
was wonderful.
Was such a great win for our community.
And it's been such great exposure for Courtney, and to look at what Courtney's done with it. You don't have to be an advocate as well as be a performer, as well as do so many things. You could just get on with your job, which is being an entertainer. But to actually keep pushing that work, keep pushing that artistry that you did on the scene and keep bringing that into mainstream media is really wonderful. So, Courtney, we want you here on Joy, and we want to talk about this more with you. We could make a special Courtney Act show, quite frankly. I'm more than happily to do it. I haven't cleared it with anyone, but we'll see what happens.
We're doing it.
This is it. We want Courtney on Joy. Come and let us know that you want Courtney too.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.